Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in Ephesians chapter 2, we were talking about the need for Jesus to become a man, to represent us and be our sacrifice. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus had to become a man in order to represent us, and yet he could not have a human father, or he would have inherited Adam's sinful nature. Therefore, he had to be born of a virgin. And so when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. You see, made of a woman is not natural. The seed is of the man. You see, this time, it was from God. Jesus could not inherit a sin nature. But he had to be fully human, and he had to be tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Because the sacrifice for our sins had to be a perfect sacrifice that had stood the test. And Jesus did. He never sinned one time. There was never guile found in his mouth. When he was reproved, he answered not again. He was perfect. Only he could die for us. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who, that is Jesus Christ, knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We'll see when we get to Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 that it's not our work. For there it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, my friend, it's not of us. It's not our work. We do nothing and can do nothing to earn salvation. Jesus did all the work it takes to save a soul. That is, he paid the penalty for sin on the cross, if you'll remember. When the skies turned dark for those 3 hours, that was the Father pouring out all the spiritual suffering that sin deserves. Jesus took it all. He suffered it all in his flesh. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The humanity end of him was not allowed to have the deity of Christ to show mercy to his humanity at that point. He was forsaken of mercy and grace at that point, that he might suffer the full effect of God's wrath on sin. His body was buried and his spirit went to the depths of hell. And then he rose up victorious over hell and the grave, thereby securing victory, overcoming death and hell, and making a way for our salvation. He did all that work. If you're going to save yourself, you got to do that same work. You've got to be able to die, go to hell, raise yourself up, and re-enter your body, as we've already stated earlier back in the first verse. So my friend, what I'm trying to say to you is that we can't work. We can't earn salvation. Ours is to repent and believe the gospel. Ours is to receive Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That's his condition. Now, how did you receive him? Well, first of all, you repent. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He wants you to repent. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. When you repent, that means you're turning from yourself and your sin, and you're turning to Jesus Christ. Now, you just don't turn from sin. That's reformation. You also turn to Christ. It's not repentance until you turn to Christ from your sin. You trust or you believe in Him. You see, you are not going because of His death and resurrection and your combined efforts with Him. I mean, how would you be able to measure whether or not your efforts were enough? No, that's not the way it works. My friend, it's trusting and believing totally in Him, relying on Him 100% for your salvation. It is all of Him when it comes to the Word. Ours is a thorough belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. For the wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. The wages, what we've earned, is to go to hell. But the gift, that's grace. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans 10:9, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. Do you realize when you're believing unto righteousness, you're believing unto Christ, you're turning unto Him? See, men today may be moral in our eyes and what we'd call good citizens, but they haven't turned to righteousness, believed into righteousness, until they come to Christ and give Him their life. Now understand that when God saves you, He bought you with a price, the precious blood of Christ. So therefore, you're not your own. And you need to understand that if you're giving yourself to Christ, you are no longer your own. Instead of being a servant to your flesh and to sin, to the world, now you belong to Jesus. And you're relying on Him, not yourself. You see, when we say repent, we do not mean to do penance. We also do not mean what people call today as lordship salvation. Well, you messed up, so evidently you didn't fully repent. Oh, you wouldn't have done that if you had truly repented, so you messed up. No, we're going to sin daily. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, my friend, these verses I've pointed out to you, it's for each and every person to know that salvation is the work of God. Our part is repentance and faith to totally rely on Him. Now, here you are, you have a car, and your car is mechanically well, and it will take you, say, from the eastern United States all the way to the western United States, over 3,000 miles. Your car is mechanically fit and very good, and it will drive you there. But then there is a jet plane that has the best pilot in the world. It's the best built jet in the world. It's passed all of its tests. It's had the hours of flying to show us that it can do it all. And so you have a jet and you have your car. The car, you'll get there in about 3 days. The jet, you'll get there in about 3 or 4 hours, okay? Now, let's think about that. You've got a car. You're going to try to go your own way. It'll take 3 days in your car. But you have a meeting scheduled the next day. You can't drive from the East Coast to the West Coast in 24 hours. Just can't do it. So, you need something. So what you have to do is you have to turn from your car. You have to repent from that. And you've got to turn to the pilot. And you've got to do it His way. If He says, get on board, you've got to get on board. You can't say, now, how can I help you fly the jet to the West Coast? You can't say, how can I help you to get there? Do I need to sit on your lap and help you steer it? What do I need to do? No, he says, all you need to do is get in and trust me. Just do whatever I tell you. My friend, that's what salvation is. It's not the work you do. You just simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The point of the three verses of our text, for each and every Christian is to be reminded that he is part of the corrupted race who did not deserve salvation. And although we should all strive to be holy and to not walk according to the former lust, we should also remember that the motivation of all this is the love of God. Now, my friend, if you're without Christ, these verses describe you to a T, whether you like it or not. John W. Peterson wrote, someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call. God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din? God's final call. God's final call. If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear his call. Oh, hear his call. My friend, why not call upon the Lord to save you right now? Why not right where you are right now by your radio, pray and ask God to save you? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will only be words. But if you mean it from your heart, he'll save you. Why not pray right now, right where you are, this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, shedding his precious blood. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Give me eternal life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. We want to send you some information that will help you to grow in your new Christian life. And we also want to be able to help you along the way. So, my friend, please, please write us and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you, and let us send to you our booklet, Building Blocks. I see that my time is up, and I trust to be tuning in to our next broadcast. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.